Right now, carbon dioxide is usually just released into the atmosphere. One solution could be pumping it into the ground, but it might leak back out. Dan Schrag is a professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Harvard University. He co-authored a study that shows carbon dioxide pumped into sediment in the seafloor wouldn't come back up.
It's very high pressure because of the weight of the overlying water, but very low temperature. And as a result, the carbon dioxide sits not as a gas, but as a dense liquid. It's in fact denser than the seawater, and so it wants to sink, not rise.
Schrag says the carbon dioxide would be stable under the water for millions of years. He says this is one option of many that need to be considered. Schrag says the technology exists to get the gas underground, but cost could be a major hurdle. For the GLRC, I'm Christina Shockley.